Well, hello everybody. It's time for Bagscape. So, what a week. Lots of stuff happening. It's bike month. Happy bike month, everybody. The month of May is bike month. You might have a bike week, varying different weeks. I heard in Texas, for instance, bike week was last week, but it hasn't happened here in San Francisco yet. Bike to work day here will be May 19th. We're going to have Energizer stations all over the place. You can get your bananas and Cliff bars and healthy dose of propaganda, bicycle propaganda, Musette bags full of stuff. You can pick those up on the way to work every morning and meet your fellow cyclists that you see on the street every day. Actually talk to them a little bit, maybe. It's kind of fun, and it's also fun to volunteer. I think even though it's Bike to Work Day, I may not go to work that day. I think I might just volunteer and man one of those tables out there on Valencia Street or maybe San Jose Avenue or Market Street. So it's usually pretty fun. A couple years ago I volunteered and they had a little bike fix-it station, a couple of bike stands and a couple of bike mechanics sat outside and gave people quick tune-ups, tightened their cleaned off their chain, tightened and adjusted their brakes and all that kind of stuff, made sure the tire pressure was right. A lot of people would go out for their first ride on Bike to Work Day. It's amazing but true. People really wait for that day to do it. So if you want to find out where your local Energizer station is, go to www.511.org. That's on the website, bikescape.blogspot.com. So all the links will be there. That's happening. In New York, there are also, a few years ago they had a bike summer there, which I attended, and it was a screaming success. It was so much fun. I'd been to New York a million times, but I'd never actually experienced something on a bike before. In the old days, I would go there and I'd ride the subways, which is always fun for a tourist, and, I'd walk my feet off. You'd walk down block after block after block of Manhattan, and you barely even traversed half the island, and your feet are about to fall off. Boy, on a bike, it's just half an hour from the Bronx down to Brooklyn. It's amazing. And, you can go across the bridges, and it's just the bicycle just shrinks Manhattan down to just the right size. It's amazing. It even makes Manhattan into a small town. So that was fun. Anyway, so it was such a success 2 years ago that looks like that was sponsored by volunteers who are all associated with Time's Up that time. And it was so successful at that time that looks like that the other bike organization in New York, Transportation Alternatives, is teaming up with the New York Department of Transportation to have Bike Month every May, I guess is how it's going to work. So it's basically Bike to Work Month all over the country, but in New York they're going to do sort of merge that with a bike summer kind of calendar thing where there's something happening just about every day, several things happening on some days. For instance, on Saturday, May 7th, just picking something out of the calendar here, they're going to be riding, they'll meet at on a Saturday at 11 a.m., and they're going to go to a game, they're going to go bike the Bronx, they're going to go up to the Bronx and catch the Yankees play the A's. So that'll be fun. That's a group ride, isn't it? I wonder if they need a permit for that, especially if the Department of Transportation is putting it on. That's interesting, actually, when you think about it, because the police in New York now are telling people who ride in critical mass that they need a permit to ride in the ride that's been going on for 10 years. And they've been taking critical mass to court. They've already lost in court once. You can catch up on all this stuff. Earlier podcasts, I'll cover this stuff. But the news so far is that they had another critical mass last Friday in New York, and this time they got a permitted meeting at the Union Square where the mass usually starts, and they had a demonstration that really had nothing to do with bikes, and most people there had tied their bikes up elsewhere or they came without their bikes, and it was a protest for free speech, basically, and freedom of association, freedom to ride on the roads with your friends and make a statement or maybe just hang out with certain kind of people. Those are, deeply entrenched constitutional rights that are getting trampled on in New York. So they had this thing. And then what happened was that at the protest, I guess somehow word got out that the critical mass would start at four different places. So they picked out, Tompkins Square and a couple other places in the city, and they all started from different places. So the police weren't able to really, they were still following the old tactics with the orange netting, getting ready to just grab everybody as they came out of the Union Square, and they were probably wondering where all the people with bikes were. There was this protest there. They had 1,000 cops there, and, I'm exaggerating. There were a lot of cops, paddy wagons, buses, guys in helmets, and the whole, warlike atmosphere. So, but New York Times estimated the arrested at about 18, but I've heard from other people who were arrested and saw all the arrestees at once that there were much more than 18 people arrested. So that'll all come out, and, it's all going, winding through the courts, and I understand there's going to be a countersuit. So there's some articles, look for the links. So anyway, it's kind of interesting that the Department of Transportation is sponsoring this group ride here. So we'll see if they have a permit, and if they see if people get arrested when they run a red light, which I'm sure they will inevitably do, as people in New York often do when they're riding in a group with bicycles. Anyway, that's that. Here in California again, this podcast originates here in San Francisco. AB 748, Assembly Bill 748, is winding its way through the state capitol in Sacramento, and this is a bill that was written and sponsored by Lois Wolk from Davies, home of Bike Talk Radio. She wants to make it illegal to have any kind of tolls for bicycles on bridges and highways. And that's significant because there has been, over the years, on and off, a lot of talk, and it's coming back to a head again, a lot of talk about introducing a toll for bicyclists on the Golden Gate Bridge. So this is something that came up a few years ago, and they always wanted to charge 10 cents or something, but I don't know, now they want to charge $1. And, well, in my opinion, I'll pontificate, the problem with that, of course, is that you're punishing, this is obvious, this is not rocket science, and you're punishing bicyclists for choosing the responsible way of getting across the bridge rather than taking up a whole traffic lane with a car and moving all that metal around and making all that pollution and burning all that oil and supporting terrorism, all that. You're taking the clean, healthy, fun way across the bridge, and you shouldn't be penalized for that. It's a tourism generator. The tourists go down to Blazing Saddles and rent a bike and take it across the bridge. Why should they have to pay a toll? It's crazy. So it's the thing to do if you're in favor of this bill is go to the SF Bike website, sfbike.org, the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition's website, and right there on the front page is a link to take care of. You just put your name down, maybe write a little message in there if you want, and they'll send a fax off to the appropriate people over at the Capitol to show your support for this bill. That stuff goes a long way, and it's something. It just takes a second, so do it, okay? Please. Preachy, preachy. Let's see. Bike polo. San Francisco has its very own bike polo game that goes on pretty much weekly during the summer now. It started a few weeks ago. It's been very successful. They've been getting a lot of new people showing up, and it's just a great game. Check out the links on the Bikescape website in the show notes, and you'll find all sorts of interesting stuff about this and great pictures. Oh, I think Velo Diablo, a blogger, also wrote about it. I'll put a link to his site. He had a great time there. And check it out. Sundays, 3 to 6, Speedway Meadow. Balls and mallets provided. Only significant rainfall will cancel it. Tonight, geez, you probably won't be hearing this, but if you do, tonight, May 14th. It's next Saturday. Definitely go to this, then. I will try to go. Maybe I'll meet some of you there. Saturday, May 14th, 8 p.m. in Dolores Park. Some Like It Hot will be playing in the park. And it's just beautiful to sit there in the park. This is a natural amphitheater, the way the hill goes up. Maybe you've seen the San Francisco Mime Troupe play there. And they've got a screen, and then behind the screen is you can watch this great old Some Like It Hot, Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon, great film. Black and white, you can see it with the skyline and the Bay Bridge in the background, and Mission High School and City Hall out there, the dome of City Hall. What a great place to sit and watch a movie. It'll probably be nice and warm out. Well, bring some blankets if it's cold. It gets cold here in the city. Dress in layers, I always say. So that's happening. That is about it for now. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to take us all both downstairs, and we are going to take a look at my bikes. Why is it? Does that sound boring? I think it's interesting, because I don't have really special bikes or anything, but I just like to go down there and show them to you, figuratively speaking. I'll be back in a blip. Okay, that was a blip. So, I'm down here in my basement. I live in an old Victorian, 1911, almost 100 years old here in San Francisco, up on top of a hill. And it doesn't have a garage. They didn't have cars when this building was built. We bought it back in 95, I guess it was. And a real estate person told us, you know, it doesn't have a garage. You may not like this place, but we do. And we just said, well, you know, we don't need a garage. We're bicyclists. Now I kind of wish I had a garage, because it would be really nice to be able to hit that button and have the garage door open, roll in with the trailer. We didn't have any small kids at the time. But at that time, I just had this one Bridgestone RBT touring bike with the bar end shifters and cantilever brakes, kind of a heavy lugged frame. Rack and, you know, just great for lugging stuff around. I had the bob trailer, little axle thing in it, so you could hook up a one-wheeled bob trailer to it. Great for camping, had big fat tires, but it was a, you know, kind of a road bike. And I really liked it. I didn't realize how useful it would be once I had small kids. It turned out to be a great bike for to put a seat on. Let me turn the light on in here. The had the Road Limo seat made by Road Gear, and it's just this really nice plastic seat that fits slides right onto the rack. Hauled Theo until he was about 35 pounds, and Lillian too at that point, until about that point. Now it's kind of retired. In fact, I suppose I'm going to give it to somebody who deserves it. So the bike was really good about, you know, for carrying a big load of kids. You know, you can even, you know, I could carry them right up to about 35 pounds, and it started getting a little wobbly. At that point, we moved the kids, both kids, into a trailer. Went for the big old top-of-the-line Burley Delight. Burley is a wonderful cooperative company up in Oregon that makes these superior products for bicycles. This is the one that has the dished wheels, you know, and doesn't have the plastic. It's worth it to spend a little money, especially if you're going to be hauling around 100 pounds up and down hills in San Francisco. It's nice to get a big one. Yeah, this one also has like a little trunk in the back where you can put your groceries. So you can carry two kids and two, three bags of groceries. You can really load this thing up with about 120, 130 pounds worth of stuff. And it works pretty well. It's not as good. It's not as maneuverable as the one-wheeled bob trailer, but because it's got two wheels, so you can't weave through traffic. But it's kind of nice for hauling kids. What else have we got? We've got my wife's Cannondale, but we'll talk about that later. Got a couple of bikes here, a couple of Triumphs, old Triumph bikes, really nice. These used to belong to an old friend who passed away a few years ago, and they sit here in memory of Chris Robertson, who was actually killed on the road, I have to say. I'm sorry to say he was, it's a long story, I'll put a link to some history about that. He was, you know, the person who hit him was looking at a third strike here in San Francisco, California, and could have spent 20 years to life in jail for it, but the judge let him off the hook, even though it was to anybody who was there, and there were about 20 witnesses. It was a murder. Anyway, that's a bummer, and I don't want to talk about it. But we have these two Triumphs, or all that's left of Chris here in my house. We've got he's got a little step-through bike. It's great for going on dates. Karen and I will take dates on these bikes, and just a big, heavy old Sturmey Archer internal three-speed, little Sturmey Archer shifter on the handlebars. It's real nice. Picturesque and probably worth something, but I'll never sell. I'll never, you know, I might give it to somebody who's truly deserving, but I'll never sell this bike. What else? We got the old folding bike that I thought I'd be using all the time and I never use. It's an old Bianchi 1966, weighs about a ton. Very nice. You know, it's funny, when you ride different bikes, you get different kinds of reactions from people on the street. Yeah, the touring bike is pretty boring. I don't get any reaction on that one. But this bike, Mexican kids, they just love this bike. It's kind of a lowrider look, I guess. Right now it's covered in spider webs. But it's got a lot of chrome on it. Chrome fenders, chrome chain guard. It's got a nice bell on it. Sturmey Archer again. 3-speed Sturmey Archer. It makes a lot of noise. It probably could use some work. And we got another burly product now that Theo is old enough to ride himself. We've got him on a Piccolo, the burly Piccolo, which is a sort of like also called a tag-along or a trailer bike, you know, those alley cats they're called sometimes. This one's those are various brand names. This one's the burly Piccolo. It was given to me, and I'm glad it was, because it seems to be superior to the other things for hauling kids around. You have to get a special rack, so now I can't put that bike seat, road gear seat on my bike anymore. But it screws onto your rack instead of onto the seat post. So it's the balance, the center of gravity is a lot lower, and it's much easier to maneuver. And Theo just loves this thing. And the only problem with it is his little sister, who's only 3, really wants to ride it, and she can't. She's too little. She can't reach the pedals. So that's if you were going to haul kids around, teach them how to ride a bike, these things are great for just before they learn how to ride. The kids learn how to act in traffic, and they actually will be able to ride a bike sooner. Another thing my friend Cash says, he has one for his bike. It's called I forget what it's called, but it's like a long tube, and it hooks onto the front of your bike, right in the head tube, and the head tube of the kid's bike, and lifts the front wheel off the ground, so the kid can follow you along. And then when you get to the park or someplace where it's safe for them to ride alone by themselves, you just disconnect the two bikes and they're on their own. So that's an interesting concept. I haven't actually. I will find a link. Check the website, and we'll check that out. So that leaves me to my last and favorite bike, the bike you're most likely to see me on. This one I keep upstairs right now because I ride it all the time. And it's a Soma. It's called the Rush. I don't really care for the name, but this is a Soma Rush. It's a track bike. Track bikes are all the rage here in San Francisco, and I noticed in New York too. Right now I've got a little plastic fender on it because it's been raining. If you've never ridden a track bike, if you think this is becoming a bit of a lot of people in San Francisco are starting to ride these things, and you know, so I don't know how much I have to explain about them, but they're basically bikes that don't coast. It's a single speed. It's a very tight little road bike. It's a track bike. It's got a very short wheelbase. There's almost no rake to the fork, and it's got sloping handlebars with no brakes on them. You don't need any brakes because this bike doesn't coast. The 1-speed gear on the back is fixed. It's got a lock ring on it, and it's fixed so that whenever you're moving, your feet are moving too. You just don't coast. So, although once you get used to it, it's all about spin on a bike like this. And so once you get used to it, you do sort of coast a little bit, only in that you learn how to let your legs go. And they stay in the spin, but you feel like you're coasting. You're not actually putting any energy into it. And it makes your legs, makes your muscles much more supple, is the word I guess I would use, to make it. You become stronger in different parts of your legs, and also just more supple, more flexible, more just... It's a very healthy bike. I mean, a lot of people use them for training, you know, but racers. But they're also really good for getting around town, zipping in and out of traffic. Messengers use these a lot. They were probably made popular by the messengers in New York and San Francisco. During bike summer a few years ago, I went on a fixie ride. These are also called fixie bikes. And I was surprised to see that I was one of the few white people on this ride. Somebody in New York, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like this whole thing was brought to New York by not messengers, but people from the islands, like down in the Caribbean. I think people from Dominican Republic. There were at least 3 Dominicans on this ride. So, and we ended up out at Orchard Beach up in the Bronx. Very good ride. I will put you a link to their organization, oldschooltrack.com. Very nice website. Lots of nice pictures of bikes and bikers. And anyway, this is a... If you consider yourself a pretty good bicyclist, I would really encourage you to at least try. Well, you may not like it, but you should at least try to borrow and try and use a track bike. Just try to learn how to use it. A lot of people put when they're learning, and even after they learn, they keep what they call an oh shit lever, a little brake in the front that just goes to the front wheel. And it's basically just there to... it comes in handy in San Francisco when you're going down a steep hill. And it's also good for just when you're learning, because people who are learning really don't know how to stop short. But for some reason, I'm, you know, Mr. 47-year-old mortgage owner, but I don't seem to have a brake on mine. And I seem to be getting by pretty well. But it's not so daring as you might think. So, that's my bikes. Next time we talk, I would like to go interview Cash over at SBC Park, where the Giants play. We actually recorded the best show of all time last night. The best podcast that's ever been recorded, especially bikes or anything. And somehow it just, the file's gone, okay? The file's gone. I either erased it or I never recorded it. I'm pretty sure it did record, but I don't know what happened. It's gone now. So I sent an email to Cash and I said, sorry, it's gone. We're going to have to do it again sometime. He said, he was wiped out, didn't want to do it right now, and I don't blame him. It was a good show. We met his kids, and we talked about kids' bikes a little bit, and we got to absorb the ambiance of SBC Park, which is a really nice ballpark. They were playing the Nationals last night, the Washington Nationals, in their first visit to San Francisco. But we'll do that. We're going to do it again, and Cash is open to it, and it's always fun. He likes to shoot his mouth off. He's great that way. You know, if I didn't agree with him, I would think he was real obnoxious, but I do agree with everything he says. So, take it easy, everybody, and signing off for another week. Bye.
Missing from this picture, it's just me, without my bike!